T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, I can remember being a kid, Lee, and well, I can remember a lot of things about being a kid and the fear that we had of Russia. I can remember, you know, doing the drills where you huddle under your desk in case, you know, they nuclear bombed you.
Yeah, like that was going to help, but that's
what
we did.
Yeah, I always wondered that even as a kid, but we did it anyway because it made us all feel better or whatever.
If you were anywhere near the blast zone, that was not going to make any difference.
Yeah, it wasn't, but we did it anyway, and I remember the horror at how these poor people weren't free. But I also remember how, you know, when one of them would defect, would get away from the security state, their deep state or whatever you want to call it, and make it to America, or would successfully defect and be able to live in America, we'd cheer, man. We would be so excited for them. It was big news. Do you remember?
Oh, absolutely.
And it was you know, that a dissident had escaped, had come to freedom. Well, now that pipeline runs the other way. Our dissidents run from our deep state to Russia in one lifetime to hide from our deep state for the crime of exposing the crimes of the deep state. That spy program that Edward Snowden exposed was patently and blatantly illegal. By the way, and I'm going to publish a podcast, a Battleground podcast is coming up later this week called The Switch. On flipping the switch on the spy state that Edward Snowden exposed. Do you know who ultimately first developed it? That's the illegal spy program that Edward Snowden would destroy his life to let the world know about?
I got a feeling
it'll
you're going to
shock
tell
you.
Me. Okay.
Bill Barr.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first version of it was developed by, are you ready for this? You might want to sit down. Bill Barr and Robert Mueller at the DOJ. I'm just giving a little tease for the podcast.
Small world, isn't it?
The details of it. Yes. It would later be put on steroids by Obama? No. Dick Cheney. In violation of the law.
During the Bush administration.
It's an absolutely illegal program. Flat out. Illegal program. And it puts us in danger to this day. They have everything. They got your text. They got your metadata. They got your emails. They know everything about you. In fact, the ACLU was reporting, and ACLU is to take it with a grain of salt, back in 2019 as Bill Barr was being sworn in, that they even have the voice recordings of your phone calls. They got it all. And Edward Snowden sacrificed his life as an American to let you know that. And the deep state, like the hounds of hell, have come for him. And understand, this is Democrat and Republican alike. And I am heartbroken and profoundly disappointed this morning that Julian Assange, the world's foremost journalist, who has never done anything beyond what the New York Times has done, has to rot in a cell for fear of our deep state. The dissident pipeline has reversed its reverse order in my lifetime. I never thought I'd see it. Got to run from our deep state. Because if you're not the right people, like the New York Times reporters are, You don't get to reveal classified stuff. But if you're a New York Times, it's praised. It's great. In fact, Tucker Carlson just really nailed it with his absolute disgust last night that Trump isn't pardoning Assange and Snowden. And then he talked about why. Take a listen.
And in both cases tonight, as one of his final acts as president, Donald Trump has the opportunity to make that right, to pardon both of them. We told you that last night. We told you it before. We're hearing tonight that neither man, particularly Julian Assange, we don't know if this is true, is likely to get a pardon. Why? Well, apparently, because Republicans in the Senate, and by Republicans in the Senate, we mean Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and in both cases tonight, as one of his final acts as president, Donald Trump has the opportunity to make that right, to pardon both of them. We told you that last night. We told you it before. We're hearing tonight that neither man, particularly Julian Assange, we don't know if this is true, is likely to get a pardon. Why? Well, apparently, because Republicans in the Senate, and by Republicans in the Senate, we mean Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the leader of Republicans in the Senate, has sent word over to the White House, if you pardon Julian Assange, we are much more likely to convict you in an impeachment trial. Now, is it legal to hold that over a president's head? We're not lawyers. We don't know. It's certainly wrong. But more than that, it tells you everything about their priorities. At a time when this country in some ways is coming apart, we're at a pivot point in American history. And if you're watching this show, you probably feel pretty threatened, and for good reason. There are people on the other channel saying they're going to hunt you down like a terrorist. At that moment, what is Mitch McConnell, your designated defender in the United States Senate, worrying about? He's worrying about protecting the uniparty in Washington, not his party, his party and the Democratic Party in permanent Washington. They're the reason both these men have been locked up, because both these men embarrassed permanent Washington. That's their crime. And his priority in the final hours of the Trump administration is to make certain that they remain punished for doing that. It tells you everything. We don't know what's going to happen in the end. We've got a number of hours left for the president to make that decision. But we want you to know how that decision is being made, because it's deeply revealing.
Sorry about the audio double up there. I missed that when I cut it. But yeah, I mean, so basically it's being reported that Mitch McConnell is covering for Bill Barr, Robert Mueller, Dick Cheney, Clapper, who served under Obama, who's a Democrat, and their crimes, and does not want, because remember, Julian Assange has a whole vault of stuff that he hasn't released yet that he has vowed would be released if he's killed in custody or he dies in custody. And remember, Julian Assange has told us Russia did not leak or hack the DNC server. In other words, WikiLeaks, you remember, Lee, released the contents of the DNC server. We were told Russia hacked it. Assange has always said no, he didn't. That wasn't my source, and he's got proof, and it is to be released upon his death. I want to make sure they keep him behind bars, because they all know. They know there was no Russian hacking of that server. Who's leading the charge? It sounds like McConnell is. So, I mean, the absolute profound corruption of the swamp against the one man who has done more to hold Republican and Democrat administrations accountable, to hold the deep state accountable, regardless of who was in office. And there is no other journalist who has done that, who has consistently gone after them for their lawlessness that they hide behind classification, regardless of who was in office. He did it to Bush and infuriated a lot of folks on our side. And then he did it to Obama and infuriated a lot of folks on their side. And I'm telling you, if he'd only done it to Bush, he'd probably be in a better shape right now. But he's the only consistent journalist on earth. Maybe him and Glenn Greenwald. And looks like he's going to stay behind bars. And it looks like Edward Snowden won't be returning to the United States of America. And it looks like Mitch McConnell is using the threat of impeachment and thus barring Trump from ever holding office again to keep these two brave journalists, one who is American and one who is not, silenced.
The most valuable resource in the world, data and information.
Yep.
It's not gold. It's not oil. It's not nuclear weapons.
Right. But information. But illegally leaked the right classified data to the New York Times, you get a Pulitzer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Just so we're clear on how this works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You watching this on TV? Trump just departed. He is now in the air, in the copter, leaving Washington. I don't know about you, but there's a hole in my heart. This is just tearing me up. Last honest man in Washington is in the helicopter, and he's leaving. We have no representation in that city. There are some good Congress members. We have some here in Jeff Duncan. And folks like that. But against the profoundly corrupt Republican leadership, they're powerless. And it's not a bash on them. It's just if you're going to do the right thing by the people you represent, you're never going to head the big committees. You're never going to have the power that only corruption will buy. He was an amazing president. Fought for us like nobody else has. Improved people's life in a measurable way that shattered economic records. I still have the economic stack. I don't know what I'm saving it for. Something. It's a foot and a half thick. Remember the stack I talked to you about? The economic records he shattered. And most of it's pre-COVID. He put rungs on the economic ladder that hadn't been there in over 20 years. He gave people hope. Including those who hated him, those who voted against him. One of the most profound things I've ever seen was what happened in 2019 in the labor stats we just got. We got them over the last couple of months. Again, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but to me, this says it all. You know, for 60 years, the Democrats fought the war on poverty and they got nowhere. People got poor. For the last 22 years, average wages of American workers stagnated. They didn't grow. They didn't. And that's why you felt by the Obama administration, you felt poor. I'm not going to blame Obama. Bush had the same economic policies, essentially. It was the policies of the Uniparty designed to enrich big multinational corporations at your expense. And nobody figured out exactly why they got poorer and poorer and poorer until Trump took office. And they lied to us, remember? Remember the new normal? Your wages weren't going up. There weren't going to be a lot of jobs in your industry. You'd have to stay put. There wasn't a lot of choice. Good luck starting a business. For the first time under Obama, under the cumulative weight of the Bush and Obama disastrous economic policies, for the first time we had more business destruction than creation in this country. That had never happened before. That's where we were. And I always thought capitalism could cure it. But you know what Donald Trump taught me? Capitalism and freedom, I had no idea it could cure it so fast. I thought it would take years. And then in 2019, I mentioned this earlier, largest ever income and wage gains experienced by the American people since economic stats have been recorded, which is about 60 years. 6% average for a family of four. Median household income wage gains. Never seen that. I had no idea it was possible. All of Washington had spent years telling us it was impossible for us to make things, that it was impossible for manufacturing to grow, that we were lazy, that we could never compete with workers in other countries, i.e. China, so we might as well not even try, that we'd have to have a digital and a technology economy, and that you'd have to be retrained because there was no hope for you. And he showed us there was hope. It was such a gift. It was the gift. I had no idea. I've always been, like I said, a believer in capitalism, but I didn't know. And the beauty of it all was, as the Democrats and the Washington elites assured us, that racism would always hold people of color back, that there was absolutely nothing in capitalism for them. They got the biggest boost of all. Black families, 7%. Freedom is best for all people. It's prosperity. And there were rungs on that ladder that hadn't been there in years. And do you remember when they ran, and I pointed this out to you again and again and again, because I wanted you to understand it, even though I wouldn't fully understand the economic prosperity that was coming. That the key difference between Trump and the other Republicans in the field, not just the Democrats, the Republicans in the field, none of those Republicans, from Marco Rubio to Ted Cruz, would talk about jobs. They wouldn't talk about jobs. There's no promise of a job. You weren't getting a job. Jobs. This wasn't just Democrats. This was Republicans too. You don't talk about jobs. And I explained to you why. Because the donors don't like that. And because the donors are shared between the parties, they don't like jobs. And the reason they don't like jobs is because if there's a lot of jobs, guess what goes up? Wages. Don't want to create jobs. Don't want to talk about jobs. Don't want to promise people jobs. And God forbid, you don't want to do anything that would create a job. Because all the right people won't get rich. And here came Trump. And all he'd talk about was jobs. And how you should have one. And you should have your choice of jobs. So you could leave a job you weren't happy in. And you could go to one where you could make more. And there would be rungs on that ladder for everyone. And it was glaring how the others wouldn't use the jobs rhetoric. Because they couldn't. They weren't going to get campaign donations. They wouldn't be able to run. And he changed it all. I want to point out one more thing to you. One of Trump's greatest accomplishments that almost everybody but me and maybe Bobby Mack, if he's listening today, remembers, because we fought so hard against Obama trade. And one of my greatest accomplishments in radio was Mick Mulvaney, the trader from South Carolina, who poses as a Republican occasionally, was leading the charge and whipping the votes for Obama trade in the House. Do you understand fully what Obama trade would have done? Let me explain it to you. The most powerful clause in the Constitution in terms of federal power is the ability to regulate trade that Congress has. It's given to them in the Constitution. It's precious. They were giving it away in Obama trade to an unelected international body of bureaucrats, so that decisions about trade from Alabama to Tennessee would be made by somebody from frickin' Vietnam. And do you remember what else was in Obama trade? It was open. They left it open so that the unelected bureaucracy, which would have had members from Australia and Vietnam and the United States, they could vote themselves more power over trade, eventually giving themselves the power over immigration. They could order us to do what they wanted. This was a precious gift from our founding fathers, and they gave it away. And Tim Scott voted for it. And Trey Gowdy voted for it. And Trump threw it out. They were selling your jobs to an international cabal that would make decisions that would be bad for you, and you would have no recourse. You can't even call your congressman. And Trump stopped that. And he showed us that none of it was ever necessary. None of the suffering was necessary. Prosperity was possible. It was right around the corner. You could flip a switch. And you could be more free and more prosperous, and everyone could join in it, which is good. It was great. That's what Trump taught us. It was a precious lesson. I learned more from this man than anybody else in politics or talk radio ever about what is possible. And I hope nobody forgets what is possible.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, if you watch your television right now, you'd think that the Trump's just done, man. He is just discredited, and, you know, nobody ever want to be seen with him again. And, you know, Mitch McConnell approval rating 27% is, you know, the new leader of the party now, not Trump approval rating 51%. Except that something's happening. Do you realize, by the way, do you realize that Trump is leaving the White House with a higher approval rating than Bush by 11 points? Don't let him get in your head. He is not discredited and forever erased in a paragon of embarrassment. That's propaganda. It's not what the polls say. The most remarkable thing to me is, given some of the worst, most egregious lying that we've ever seen, and horrific coverage. I mean, they are literally calling Trump and his supporters a terrorist. On a loop on CNN. By the way, you need to tune in to CNN today. Like, and maybe NBC and ABC. Just tune in. Just drop in for a few minutes. You'll hear the word domestic terrorist, domestic terrorism, treason, 9/11 commission, investigate, deprogram. They have branded 74 million people domestic terrorists. I sound insane with that coming out of my mouth. You should listen. I want you to understand. The gun is pointed at you right now. And in their world, you're a terrorist. Why is that? Why are the fences up? Why is the area that Joe Biden will be speaking with packed with flags today? Because both parties poll. On the day of the trespass at the Capitol, Trump's approval rating was 47%. It rose to 48, the average Obama held in the Rasmussen presidential tracker for most of his presidents. He's pretty average, about 48%. Trump's average will come in somewhere close to that. And again, the Rasmussen tracker is the only long-term presidential tracking poll currently running in the country. By the way, that Pew poll that showed Trump down was heavily weighted to Democrats. It was fake. So after the Capitol situation, his polling, his approval went to 48. I went, huh? Upward. We'll see what that's about. It hit 51%. He's getting stronger, not weaker. People see through it. They get what's going on. They see unfairness, the grotesqueness of our political class. He's only getting stronger, and they're panicking. They're panicking. Do you know why all those troops are in Washington? They're not afraid of terrorist insurrection. Come on, give me a break. They can handle that. That's what they do. Now, why are they in Washington? To keep you out. Nah, because they're afraid you're going to break into a building or something. They could, look, with knowing that, you know, a couple bad apples were coming and it was just a few dozen, they can handle that. They got that covered. That's what they do. No, that's not why they're there. Let me tell you why they're there. Because I ran tape on so many of those Biden campaign events there toward the end. And you know the problem had that Biden had? Almost every event that he held, unless they barred people, well, every event he held, unless they barred people from coming, which they had to at the end, had more Trump supporters at his events than Democrat supporters. And he could barely talk because they'd heckle him and ring cowbells, which is not illegal. God knows their side does it to us. So Joe Biden's got a problem, because if they didn't lock the Capitol down, that's what this is all about. There would be more Trump supporters than Biden supporters. And that's a little like a weird thing for a guy who's the most popular president, allegedly, ever, with 80 million votes. That's why the flags are there, to block the bodies, should anybody get through. Peaceful protesters. I'm not talking about violence. There's nothing else to fill it with. There weren't going to be any people. You know how hard it is to move around in Washington right now? This is to keep peaceful Trump protesters from showing up, so that they don't want you to see the size of it, because then you wouldn't feel alone. You'd know there's a groundswell out there and it's only getting bigger. I can feel it. Can't you feel it? By the way, even NBC just did a poll. Joe Biden and Donald Trump right now are in a statistical dead heat, totally tied approval rating. That surprise you? And that's with NBC's poll fixing. This movement isn't getting smaller. It's growing. And that's why Mitch McConnell was on the floor yesterday, the supposed GOP leader, flipping out. Trump caused insurrection! Yeah, Mr. 27-point approval. Shut up. Nobody cares what you have to say. They got to kill this man. They got to put the stake through. I mean, he grew his movement by 12 million votes in 4 years. At that rate? And he grew up by black people and Hispanic people and Asian people and all kinds of people and low-income people and high-income people, and they joined him. That is terrifying. It's the most terrifying thing Washington has seen in years. I want to play this for you, okay? Real quick. Hold on with the music. Give me a second here. This is Representative Jerry Carl. He's a congressman, Republican from Alabama. And I'm not going to play the whole interview because it would take forever. But he's on a podcast, and he's talking about, wow, man, I try to leave my house in D.C. to go to my office. It took him forever. He was stopped twice by the Secret Service, his bag searched. He could barely get to the Capitol building, and he's a congressman. You think a Trump supporter gonna get through that? Peaceful protester. No. They can't have you see how many there are. It'd be like Biden's final campaign events. They got embarrassing, so they pulled him off the trail. Because even when they fenced him and walled him off, which they took to doing, they'd gather at the fence and they had the amplifiers, the speech amplifier, I forget what they're called. And they'd blast. They couldn't shut him up. So finally, they had to take him off the trail. They couldn't do them anymore. They took to doing them in gyms with mass social distancing. Anything to keep the Trump supporters out, because you might get an idea how unpopular he is. Now, I want you to hear from Representative Jerry Carl about how weird Washington is right now.
It has got to be the most secure place in the world. There's helicopters flying over. There's inside the buildings, very, very empty. Nobody's inside the buildings. All the commissary and everything shut down. It's really creepy. I mean, ever since I've gotten here, it's been very creepy. And even the veterans here will tell you the same thing. Just the atmosphere and, you know, lockdowns. And of course, what happened 2 weeks ago, Wednesday. And, it's been very uncomfortable for everyone.
Sitting congressmen can barely move around the Capitol. It's because they don't want your face or your voice or your cowbells on national television. You know what would have happened, don't you? They know what would have happened. That's why they ordered all the flags. Those flags had to be pre-ordered, man. That's a lot of flag. They got to block the human bodies out. There would have been more Trump supporters at that inauguration than there would Biden supporters. By thousands, tens of thousands. Can't have the country seeing a thing like that. Gets too close to the truth.
With Trump leaving, Democrats are going to need a new enemy to hate, because hate is what holds their party together. Unfortunately for you, they've now decided that enemy is the entire Republican Party and all of its voters, roughly half the country. And if you think we're overstating it, Watch Congressman Patrick Maloney of New York 2 days ago on MSNBC suggest that Republican lawmakers are so evil and so dangerous that it's possible one of them could smuggle a gun into Joe Biden's inauguration and shoot the president-elect dead as he's taking the oath of office. He said that. Watch.
It's a sad reality that we find ourselves at a place where the enemy is within, and we cannot trust our own colleagues. But now we can't be sure a member of Congress won't bring a gun to the inauguration. We can't be sure that a member of this body wouldn't be bringing people around the night before who the next day may have been participating in the murder of a Capitol Police.
Capitol Police officer. Sorry, that got cut off. These people now think of you like ISIS. And they plan to hunt you like ISIS. That's not my opinion. Folks, if you think I sound nuts today, I had somebody yesterday tell me I sound like Alex Jones. I'm just repeating what these people say. And I fully realize it makes me sound insane. So I thought I would do the work and take you to CNN. So you can hear them comparing you to ISIS. This is what passes for news. This is former Facebook executive Alex Stamos telling CNN's Brian Stelter about how you're like ISIS, need to be treated that way, and need to be censored for the good and safety of the country. Their main objection, by the way, is that there are conservative podcasters with bigger audiences than CNN. You should be forced to watch CNN. Take a listen.
ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress, but there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers.
He just compared you to ISIS. You caught that, right?
To reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
Do these people sound like Trump is unpopular? Trump's been discredited, ruined? Or do these people sound like Trump's approval's growing to you? I'll just leave you with that. And with this, from Congressman Matt Gaetz, an epic rant, in which he says essentially what they're saying on CNN.
We should take note of the language that the left is using, chemical warfare, insurrection, domestic terrorism. That's not by accident, Sean. There are exquisite authorities in our national laws that allow our government to do things to terrorists that we would never allow against our own people. But in the incoming Biden administration, they want to use those national security authorities against MAGA. They're targeting Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, Madison Cawthorn, and myself because we had the nerve to actually stand up and point out the need for election integrity, and we also pointed out their hypocrisy. Because for all of the criticism that they have leveled against Donald Trump unfairly, they were the cheerleaders, fundraisers, and apologists for the people who burned our cities, attacked our police, and were on offense against the very notion of America for months this summer. They don't want to account for that. Joe Biden doesn't want to answer for it. Certainly Kamala Harris doesn't. And so they are going to go after the president and his allies, and they're going to use national security authorities that you should never use against our fellow Americans.
I believe that. I just, after listening to CNN, compare you to ISIS. This is where they're going, folks. Listen to them. Don't listen to me. Listen to them. Joan is on the, let's see if the phones work today. Joan's on the line. Hey.
Hi, Tara. Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours, and you're too bad more people that have your type of job don't speak out like you do. But what I wanted to say is two things. Number one, I've been a voter for 45 years, always been a Republican, and Trump is the first, the very first politician that has done every single thing he promised us he would do. And I am devastated I'm literally devastated that he is not our president. I was so positive that he was going to win the election till I saw that the Democrats are more evil than I ever could imagine in a million years. And I wanted to say this. The Republican Party better watch out, because someone like me who always donated to Republicans, I always put signs up, made telephone calls. Well, I am done. Done with the Republican Party. There's a few that I like and will still support, but this week I'm going to my town hall or wherever it is you have to go, and I'm changing to independent.
Awesome. Yeah, I left the Republican Party in 2006, Joan, and I didn't vote for Bush the second time. Now folks are seeing why.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.